Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, July 12, 2016. I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo. And tonight we are focusing on the second Stay Away taking place tomorrow and Thursday amid increasing anger over police violence and brutality on activists and ordinary citizens accused of violent conduct during last week's crippling shutdown.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7. Or on Twitter at Studio7VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And of course, if you want to contribute live on the show, you can give us a call at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. Give us your name, your number, and we will call you back.
And of course, we are streaming live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voashana.com, as well as on voandevele.com.
Zimbabwe is preparing for another potentially damaging shutdown tomorrow that has the government nervous in cracking down hard on activists, including hashtag this flag leader, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, who was arrested this morning on what his lawyers are calling trumped up charges. Mr. Mawarire was charged with inciting violence after urging people to stay away from work last week and this week, tomorrow and Thursday.
Just like last week, Mawarire and other activists say Zimbabwean workers should not report for work tomorrow. They are also calling on businesses, banks, schools and other public institutions to remain closed to send a clear message to the ZANU-PF government that Zimbabweans have had enough. Anticipating his arrest yesterday, Mr. Mawarire released the following message, urging people to shoulder on despite his arrest and intimidation by the police. Here is what he had to say.
This government will ignore the citizens at their own peril. And people have said, well, this is not going to have any impact. This is a government that doesn't respect things like that. The one thing that you have to understand that this is doing is that it is uniting the citizens. It's bringing the citizens into one unit. For the first time in a very long time, we're doing something together.
Okay, that was part of what Pastor Ivan Mawarire said. We have a second clip where he talks about his arrest, which he had been anticipating for a long time now.
Fellow citizens, Ivan Mawarire here. You are watching this video because I've either been arrested or I've been abducted. Video yamurikuona inoyi, murikuona nekuti ndasungwa kana kuti ndatorwa zvisina anoziva. It's a video that we had recorded in preparation for a day like this one. I video yatanga takaga recorder, takagadzirira musi wakafanana nezuva ranhasi. I pray that you are well, ndinovimba kuti imimi pamuri makachengetedzeka. Ndinoda kuti kwamuri, no matter what has happened to me, you and I have done well. Hazvina basa kuti chaitika kwandiri chii, asi inini newe tagona. Tasimuka, tikasimudza izvi redu kuti tivake nyika yedu. Musi watanga takatarisira the days that we were looking forward to shut down Zimbabwe, kuti tiite stay away, mazuva akusvika, kana kuti atosvika, sezvo ndisipo kudai. Maybe the day has arrived and I'm not there. I hope it has been a success. Ndinovimba kuti izvo, izuva rabudirira kana kuti richabudirira. Kubva nhasi maZimbabweans, from today Zimbabweans, Don't ever hold back for building your country. Remember, this flag is our flag. This flag inyika yedu inyika yako. Hakuna umwe anoda Zimbabwe kupfuura muZimbabwe. No one else loves Zimbabwe more than a Zimbabwean. God bless you.
That there's a Pastor Ivan Mawarire video posted earlier today after his arrest. And Tunga, as you said earlier, it seemed that he was prepared for such action. In the video, you hear him talking about either being abducted or having been arrested, which is a bit eerie. But for Pastor Mawarire, he's always been saying that, this is something that he thought might happen due to, him putting himself out there with this flag movement.
Yeah, but njalo Ms. T linjani zulukandaba emakhaya ikudivana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo lamhlanje uhlelo The Connection sikhangela ukukhalala imsebenzi okuqoqquzelwa ngesingathi ngama activists abaqoqquzeli kusasa bathi linga emsebenzini kusasa ngolwesithathu la ngolwesine isikolo zivalwe amabhenki amabhizimusi lingavuli kutsho ikakhulu abenhlanganiso ayisonhlanganiso ngumzabalazo owe this flag bekhokhelwa ke ngomfundisi u-Ivan Mawarire yena obotshwe lamhlanje ekuseni setheswa icala elokukhuthaza udlakela lokhu isisu sasendaba ikutshengisela lokukhalala imisebenzi okwenzakale ngeviki edluleyo lapho abantu bezimbabwe abavale khona ilizwe kabayanga emsebenzini amabhizimusi lawo kavulwanga ngeviki edluleyo ngakho babophe uMawarire bathi ubetshotshozela udlakela endaweni eziningi zelizwe ebaningi abalokhu bebotshiwe ngamacala atshiyeneyo asukela ekutshengiseleni okube khona lokhu e-Bait Bridge lizakhumbula ukubana kuke kwabalodlakela abantu besola umthetho kahulumende ovimba abantu ukuthi bangene lokudla lokunye bevela kwamanye amazwe abantu abangu-17 lokhu bevalelwe e-Bait Bridge lamhlanje amagqwetha lwelamalungelo oluntu acele idale le-High Court kobulawayo ukuthi libakhulule kobulawayo khona lizakhumbula ukubana bekulabantu abangu-87 ababotshiweyo kubomakhokhoba kubongubo entsha kubomzilikazi ngodlakela olube khona ngeviki edluleyo abangu-61 benelisile ukubhatala i-bail baphuma kodwa abangu-27 lokhu bevalelwe baphumile abanye kubo Victoria Falls bekulabantu abangu-16 ababotshiweyo ePlumtree bekulabo somatekisi abangu-6 labo sizwa kuthiwa bakhululwe kubo Zwishabane ngale labo bakhululwe bekulabantu abangu-6 ngakho abantu balungiselela ilanga lakusasa kulokwethuselwa okukhulu ngohulumende kwaziwayo vatereri kusangana kumuchirongwa chenyu nasi tiri kutarisa kuratidzira nekuramwa mabasa uko kuri kukurudzirwa nevamwe zvikuru sei Pastor Ivan Mawarire avo vasungwa nhasi vachipomerwa mhosva yekukurudzira mirizhonga asi vamawarire vari kuramba mhosva iyi vari kuti vanhu vanofanirwa kuramwa mabasa mangwana vachinyunyuta neutongi hwezanupf navamugave tinoziva kuti pane vamwevo vemasangano akasiyana-siyana vana promise vetajamuka vana zvorwadza Stan Zvorwadza vetajamuka nenavuz vakambosungwawo uyezve vanogara vachishungurudzwa nemaporisa zvikuru sei nenyaya yekuratidzira nekuramwa mabasa iyi
Ntunga, ndatonzwa kuti we have two of our guests holding on the line prepared to join us. You just mentioned him now. That is Stan Zvorwadza, of course. And we also have Lizwe Jamela, who is with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Let's start off with Stan. Give us your take on the happenings of today as we saw Pastor Mawarire being arrested.
It is a desperate move by the government of Zimbabwe to try and intimidate legitimate citizens who are trying simply to show cause for the failure of its policies in the form of peaceful protests peaceful marches. It is an indication of last resort desperation to go about blaming others for things that they have manufactured, the problems that they have created. You see, today they are running around and saying the West is involved, who is sponsoring what. But in actual fact, the citizens of Zimbabwe are being sponsored by poverty, by hunger, by problems that the government of Zimbabwe has created. They should not look for a third force. A third force is a grouping of citizens who are saying enough is enough, and we are going to continue protest despite any form of intimidation, and we are definitely going to win this one.
Mm-hmm. We should mention that the police are threatening to escalate their crackdown tonight. This is a report from the state-controlled Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, which says, quote-unquote, the government has issued a warning to individuals and politically affiliated groups that are planning a stay away and to destabilize the country, that they will face the full wrath of the law. Addressing a media briefing in Harare today, Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo, who was flanked by the Minister of State Security, Comrade Kembo Mohadi, the Minister of Defense, Sydney Sekeramai, and the Minister of Information, Media and Broadcasting Services, Dr. Christopher Mushowe, assured Zimbabweans that law enforcement agents will be out in full force this Wednesday and Thursday to deal with any disturbances. And Dr. Chombo himself says, quote-unquote, the regime change agenda has gone a gear up, as evidenced by the involvement of some foreign embassies in attempts to destabilize the country. And here, Mr. Chombo is, of course, referencing France and the United States embassies in Harare, which have, of course, denied any involvement in these protests. Coming to you, Mr. Jamela, are you on the line?
Yes, I am on the line.
You have your plate full since last week. You've been running around trying to represent protesters or people, you know, who were arrested innocently, you know, on suspicions of having been part of last week's action. What's your comment on what you have seen, what you are dealing with?
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you corrected yourself when you said we were representing people, not necessarily protesters, because in my experience and the nature of the persons that we have been representing, if you hear their stories, you hear torrid stories and very sad stories indeed, in terms of people who just got arrested for not knowing exactly, for found in an area where police are operating. I'll give you an example, for instance.
Well, we've just lost Jamela there. And we must say, Ms. T, that one of the accused in Bulawayo, you know, I'm not sure whether he's still in custody or is among those who have managed to raise bail money. One of them was a grade 7 pupil, some 14 or 15 year old kid, and several other juveniles.
Yeah. That was reported, of course, in Harare also, instances of minors who were arrested and then released to their guardians. But Ntunga, of course, was streaming live on our Facebook pages, and it seems, of course, to give, you know, some view here, there's a bit of a spirited debate going on. Just to remind people that, of course, it's an open forum. We're not looking for anyone to have a particular view, but it looks like there's someone here who's saying his name is Jamapel Kindness Coupe. He's saying, stay away. That's nonsense. There's some people who are saying that he's trolling, but of course he's open to give his view. But of course, there's some who are saying that there's no point in having a stay away, and others are saying it's time for Zimbabweans to continue pushing forward with such action.
Mkoma Zoraza, Muripa Arunari. hanzi nevamwe mahumbwe izvi zvamuri kuita uyezve manzwa vachombo vari kubvundusira pahanzi zveregime change agenda izvi aiwa siyanai nazvo
vachombo tavasiri kuziva ndechekuti hurumende yavachombo ndo yaunza regime change. Regime change is their own making. Nokuti they have created the worst case scenario yeeconomy munyika isati yamboneka pasi rese. An economy that runs without a currency, that is how bad the situation is. An economy that is running without money in the banks, it is this dodgy scenario yafosa vanhu kuti vaite zvari kuita. Intimidation yekuti vachazoita up their game as police. As citizens, we are too going to up our game. We are not compromising for less, and they should know that the constitution itself guides them on how they should behave. We have seen a people that have been given to dogs for food. Dogs were fed to people in airports. And some are on deathbeds in the avenues, a clinic. We are watching that cautiously and very carefully, but we are going to respond. And as we respond, we are going to labor this government to be accountable. Atisikutisisi vachombo vatadzimurota marotero ari kuita. He's daydreaming. He operates himself as a mafia. The government operates as a terrorist mafia. And then they want to blame people around. Where is the West coming in here? They are saying the Western countries are sponsoring this. The people of Zimbabwe are saying enough. And they just want to migrate from this oppression to freedom. And surely they are going to be confronted with more problems if they try to be arrogant. So I would just urge and advise the government to behave likewise. And at least listen to people. Because if they don't listen to people, they will create even bigger problems. Remember, in the early 60s, these are the type of problems that they went to war for. There were only two major issues why they went to war, repression and oppression. And to solve two problems, problem number one was one man, one vote. And the second problem was land distribution. But today, Zimbabweans have so many problems that they are fighting against. Repression, oppression, suppression, and the worst form of human rights abuse, which is poverty. So they are not going to win it. And we are ready, like now. We are actually planning to go out in districts tonight. And the good thing is, we are going out in districts tonight to coordinate, and they don't know who is coordinating and who is not. So come tomorrow morning, we are ensuring that the processes are correct and the processes are working. Even if it doesn't work as per plan, but surely more protests and civil uprising peacefully are coming.
Aha, tinotenda mukoma Zorwadza rambai makabata. Mukoma, mnumzana Jamela, so pendukile cinwe.
Yes, I'm back. Thanks.
Yebo, qhubeka ubusachasisa ngokubonayo njengegqwetha okwephulwa kwamalungelo abantu ababotshwayo lapha laba abanye bengelacala bengazange baphatheke kumsebenzi yodlakela.
Okukhathazayo yikuthi silabantu ababotshwayo bezihambela ukubona izihlobo zabo ezigulayo ezisempilo esibhedlela. Kulabantu ababotshiweyo bezihambela besiya emsebenzini etshiyetshiyeneyo. Kulabantu ababotshiweyo bezihambela ukuyobona izihlobo labangani babo. Uzafica ukuthi ku-National TV kumbe ku-National Radio kumbe babekhulunya ukuthi kuthiwa is business as usual, abantu ngabaziyenzele i-business yabo as usual. Uthi uphuma endlini yakho usubanjwa suvalelwe emapholiseni. Kakupheleli khonapho, subotshiwe, subanjiwe khonapho, awuthonisisi icala, suqalisa ukutshaywa, suqalisa ukubhulwa, kumbe ngumntu omdala, kumbe ngumntwana, subhulwa la mapolisa. I'm sure you've been seeing amanye ama-videos which are circulating on social.
Oh, Tsengwaluka Jamela Elia Hlupa.
Mhm, but name Tere Arepa Runari Ntunga.
Yebo, silo mlaleli e South Africa. Mkomata Pera Magadi.
Nofara Magadi niwo.
Ai wati nofara kurisei ku Mzansi.
Ani zvokungoinye pedzira wezvi zvakaoma izvi.
Mhm, manzwa nyairi mudariro nasi.
Ndainzwa kuda kuratidzira kwevanhu mangwana vati kunoona nemabatiro avo akuitwa nehurumende.
Endirai mberi.
Ndinoti mavonero angu vanhu vati hai tikuratidze nokuti munhu wose kungonzi muzimbabwe kusangasire mukoma mutungamiri munototi musungwa. Munhu wose anongonzi muzimbabwe musungwa nokuti hapana paukasununga kuti maoperations wose atidzwa nezimbabwe anongori maoperations okuti munhu wose hapana ukasununga kuti ungova muusungwa nokuti chimwe chimwe chaunozama kuita kuti uzame kurarama une ramangwana chinotsvakirwa nzira yekuvhiringidziwa nehurumende. Saka hurumende iripo iyi yakasunga vanhu, vanhu vose vazimbabwe vose tiri vasungwa. Saka ndinoti enough is enough. Ndinochema sikuru ndinokuvadzwa nekusungwa kwavamawarire nokuti chirongwa chavo chachakandinakira sikuru zei. Ndichikudzira zvine vamwe vose vekunze kwenyika kuti ngatibusumukei tisidzoke kunyika tinoratidzira. Zvakafanana nengukawo kusouth africa nengukawo kuamerica nengukawo kupi muri musungwa.
Mhm. Aiwa, tinotenda mukomata Pera. Nepfungwa
dzangu. Nokuti mukati samuenzaniso, yes, tiri kuno kusouth africa. Tiri vasungwa takasiya vana kumusha. Zvatinoda kutengera mhuri dzedu chikafu kunozikanwa kuti kuzimbabwe kune nzara, hakuna chikafu, hakuna mari chomumabhanga. Tiri kunzi musabudisa chikafu chinda kuzimbabwe. Tinopararamisa vati kotoite sei, saka tiri tiri vasungwa.
Aiwa, nyaya yacho yakaoma mukomata Pera. Saka yogadziriswa sei nekuratidzirako?
Nokuratidzira ndokuti tizadze kuti nyika iyi ndokuti hurumende iti ndovei zvikuru sedei anobva pachigaro uye kuratidzira tikabva tichiratidzira zvichanaka hatirangarire kuti hanjete yezi varungu vakakoloniza Zimbabwe asi yakasununguka nangwe zvikarema asi zvichabudi zvichanaka.
Aha, aiwa, tinotenda neupina muchirongwa mukoma wangu.
Ntunga tomboverenga macomments auya pa WhatsApp. We know kuti people are writing many comments on our WhatsApp and also pa Facebook page pedu. We appreciate it. There's Zenzo who says Mawarire is very, very correct because truly government is ignorant to come openly to tell us how to fix the economical problem in the country. Trevor says he is saying the truth. The government has failed, so it's good for everyone to stay indoors. Tino Sanoti, Zimbabweans need to be brave and fight for their rights. There's Ishmael here who says things might be worse, fueled by the arrest of Pastor Ivan Mawarire, but I am sure the security forces have put in place measures to deal with the situation. I wish it gets more powerful than it was last week. And I'll read one more here. There's Fore who says, there is no difference. The stay away will stay on. Mawarire in custody doesn't affect anything. We are sick and tired.
Uh-huh. Mkoma Zoraza. Ita Jamuka and this flag movement accused of fanning violence, but what we have seen so far is something quite the contrary. And focusing on the press conference held by Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo today. It seems the security apparatus really came together. State Security Minister Kembo Mohadi was there. Defense Minister Sydney Sekramai was there. And Information Minister Christopher Mushowe. What message does that send to you? Does it not send some chills up your spine?
They are grouping to come up together to give a press statement, which was simply supposed to be announced by Dr. Chombo, is a clear indication that they are in total panic. They are shivering. They don't know what to do. This is why they are calling on each other to come and witness the total collapse of this ailing system. ndiri kufara zvangu nokuti chandiri kuziva ndechekuti ivo kuti vazame kuti vauye kuzoudza vana veZimbabwe zvinhu zvakadai zvikuru kuti pachavo they have failed ende vakuchiona kuti vana veZimbabwe vamuka asi chavari kukanganwa ana chombo apa ndechekuti it is just yesterday in the early 60s when they were going to war to fight oppression and repression. Today, these guys are so cruel. ZANU-PF as a government is so cruel. They don't even respect human rights. They don't even respect anyone at all. But these people now are refusing and depriving other individuals to rise up and challenge them. He's a doctor. I'm sure he went to school. He challenged someone yesterday. Today he doesn't want to be challenged. Who does they think they are? And we are saying, look, Zimbabweans are clear in mind. All they want is to claim back their freedom. And if that freedom is not received, the government of Zimbabwe is going to be in problems forever until it goes. We are not sparing anyone in the current government. From the president to the last secretary, they are corrupt. They are individuals who are careless. The service delivery is poor. Hospitals have no medicine. Parenya 3 times runs without water. Our general hospital called Gomo runs without water. But I know during my youthful times, Andrew Fleming Hospital and Central Hospital, Gomo and Parenyatwa, they never used to run without water. Electricity was always up and running. But today, you run even 6 hours without electricity. What a shame. And people can just continue watching. People are unhappy. And look, the beauty about it is that all citizens are geared up to fight ZANU-PF and its government.
Mm-hmm. Just a quick follow-up, Koma Stan. While Dr. Chombo was speaking today at his presser, he made a challenge saying that he wasn't sure which citizens were behind this stay away. You're saying that, of course, being that President Mugabe is the president of Zimbabwe, he was voted into power. So that means that, you know, those people who are calling for his ouster, you know, are not really representative of those that voted for him. What's your take there?
Right. President Mugabe was not voted into power. He rigged and stole an election and forced himself into power. But that having been done, it is not an end in itself. What Zimbabweans now require is to legitimize a true dispensation that is yet to come. For him and his government, the time is just waiting for them to move out. We will watch them collapse. But surely, citizens are not demanding anything out of this world. All they want is good living, basic survival. They are asking servants to work. You know, these civil servants. 30 days, they don't get paid. And then they get paid the 40th day of a 41st day. And when they get paid, they are given conditions that you get a voucher to go and get mealie-meal and cooking oil. You know, and if you are dieting and you don't use cooking oil, you are forced to have that. We are saying this sort of a dictatorship has gone beyond the normal definition of a dictatorship that we've read and seen in other countries. So surely the government of Zimbabwe must just reform, be accountable to its citizens, and be able to listen. If they don't listen, I'm telling you, they will die a slow but very painful death.
Mgoma Zoraza, please do stay on the line. We have come to the break where we have to say good night to our radio listeners. But everyone else, please do stay online. We are streaming on Facebook and on our website. Please do stand by.